the self that we really are, that knows our thoughts. The self we really are has nothing to do with our thoughts. It just observes them. It's just like a mirror. A mirror reflects the objects that appear before it, but it does not register the forms, the objects, the intentions, the attitudes, the feelings of the objects that appear before it. But the mirror knows it all. The mirror of consciousness, I should say. Not the real mirror. The mirror of consciousness knows what the image is thinking. And the image is a self you take yourself to be, that I take myself to be, that we all take ourselves to be. That's who we are considering ourselves to be. The self-image, the self of a little s. I'm speaking in English now, of course. It's the only language I know. You'll have to forgive me. I cannot speak your language if it's different than English. English is the only one in this lifetime that I have learned. Now, here we are, appearing in time and space in this world of persons, places, things, and events. Experiences that this body mind is going through. You see, as long as we're in this world of time and space, it is the body that is born into this world of time and space by means of a reflection of consciousness, which is the mind, that builds and forms the body in accordance with the karma of the past actions and activities that we have engaged in and participated in, that now has to come into fruition or continuance, if it's not yet, if it's so intense that it cannot be lived in this lifetime, but be projected onto a future lifetime. That is sanchita karma in Sanskrit. Sanchita karma. Prarabdha karma is the karma that we are completing in this lifetime. Agama karma is the karma that we are sending forth by our present actions in this lifetime, added to the sanchita karma that is to be completed in the future. For every action is an equal and opposite reaction. That was Newton's third law. Newton discovered it, or is credited for having discovered it. The sages have known it since the beginning of time in time and space, in this world of time and space. So what's it all about? A number of years ago, there was a program on television, a series. Some of you may have seen it or heard it or saw it yourselves or have seen reruns of it. Or maybe you didn't because you are not familiar with American television. I think it showed in Canada as well, maybe in Australia. called Star Trek. It was about futuristic space travel, lives on other planets. Nod your head. You heard of it? See? Well, in that series, in the original series, where the characters was Jim, I forget his last name, but Spock was the executive officer who was from Vulcan, planet Vulcan. Jim?
Kirk.
Yes, Jim Kirk was the captain. And McCoy was a doctor and so forth. And in that original series, they had one called Shore Leave. I believe was the name of it. And in that particular series, what the plot was about was they came to this planet that for all practical purposes was just almost identical with Earth. In fact, it was just like Earth. So they decided, when they checked it all out to see if it was safe, they decided to have shore leave, what they call shore leave. All go on leave and have recreation. Do what you wanted to do. Just enjoy yourself. And so they did. So they beamed down from the spaceship onto the planet, and everybody was delighting and doing whatever it was they wanted to do, however it was that they just felt like doing it. And wow. Everything that was happening, that everything they thought was happening. Everything that they thought was happening. And it was uncanny. And some of the things they were thinking that were happening, they didn't want to happen, but that's what they were thinking. It was what they were thinking was happening. Some got into serious situations, chased by a tiger, imagining themselves in a battle in World War II, just imagining it, and here was an airplane striking them with machine gun bullets. Just whatever they imagined would happen. One was killed. And then they came to find out that this planet was just that. It was a place that whatever you thought became an exact situation, exactly like you thought. I wonder where that planet is. Could you believe that we're on it? As we sit here right now together, let your awareness be aware that this presence in which we're all sitting is the pure being that we actually are. While the thoughts that we're thinking is not from the pure being that we actually are. The thoughts that we're thinking is from the mind. And the mind is the piece of parotic karma that we're working through in this lifetime.